It's great to have with us right now our latest athlete of the week as we are joined on KCII by Ava Christofferson. She is a junior over at Lone Tree High School. She's a member of the Lions track and field team, and she's been a big part of what's been a very successful season for them, including a terrific performance over at the Columbus Wildcat Relays on Monday over in Louisa Muscatine, where as part of helping her team have an excellent performance, Ava was the champion in the 100 and 200 meter dashes, as well as in the long jump, and she helped Lone Tree get victories in the 4x100 meters and in the 4x200. Ava, congratulations. You guys have reeled off a lot of wins in those relays, and you yourself have had a lot of success in those events, but I imagine it's really nice to have a meet this late in the season where you're doing all of that and it still works out pretty well for you.
Oh, yes, it definitely is.
This has been a season where you've had to do that pretty consistently, where you've run just about every sprint, and you're in the 4x1, the 4x2, the 4x4, the sprint medley with that same group of teammates. So you stay busy, probably busier than most kids at a track meet. Do you feel like but this is like the second year or so that that's happened. Do you feel like, just like last year, maybe the end of the season, you settle into that routine a little more?
Oh, definitely. I feel like the more events I'm in and, just doing that over and over, you get used to it, and, it prepares you, like, you know what's expected out of you, and, you're ready for it.
Mentioned kind of having the same teammates across multiple relays, Vivian Zerubra and also Riley Shield, and then Addison McCullough, who joined you last year and has been great this year. You guys basically all run the 4x1, the 4x2, the sprint med, the 4x4. Do you feel like having that much time together, it has, as a result, made you better across multiple different relay races?
Oh, just knowing each other and like being able to run with each other, not just in one race, but multiple. They just push me. They help me achieve personal best, and it inspires me to strive for my own goals. We offer each other encouragement during competitions, and just knowing that we're all together creates just such an empire in a positive environment where we push each other to improve. So
handoffs also get a lot easier, I imagine.
Yes, it does.
Talking with Ava Christofferson, Lone Tree Track and Field, our latest athlete of the week. Helped Lone Tree win in a couple of relay races at the Wildcat Relays on Monday. Been doing it all season long. That included the 4x1 getting back to the Drake Relays for a second straight year. I know there's a lot of spots, but at the same time, it's hard for Class 1A teams often to get to Drake. So I imagine that was sort of a point of pride for you guys getting back there.
Oh, yeah. That was one of my goals early in the season, and just being able to accomplish that is just so exciting. And we were all so excited to compete at Drake, and it was just so fun.
And obviously hoping to be back in Des Moines in a couple of weeks in a couple of different events, including for yourself, for the 100 and the 200. Obviously, you do a lot in the sprint relays, but have you noticed that when it comes to those individual races, you also just feel like you're maybe not only faster but also more comfortable with them now as a junior?
Yeah, I feel like you said, as a junior, running them from the start, you start to get used to them. You build up confidence, like, after you run it after, like, multiple times. You get more comfortable with it, and it's just exciting to compete.
Let's talk a little bit about long jump, which is an event you've had a lot of success in this year as well. Monday was one of many wins you've picked up this year. I'm curious, long jump is an event where you get that running start. Do you feel like being a sprinter has helped you a little bit just because you've done enough running that you know how to build the momentum up that you need to get a good jump off?
I definitely think that helps. I had a coach tell me that long jump's essentially like a sprint because you're sprinting before you jump into the pit. But I feel like as a sprinter, running these shorter races like the 1 and the 2 has definitely helped me to improve my long jump skills. So,
do you feel like that was, or I'm curious if that was among the goals you talked about coming into the year, if that was something you had prioritized about improving in that particular event?
So actually, it really wasn't. The first meet, I got thrown into it. We're just going to try this. I did it a little bit last year, but After I got comfortable with it and started jumping more frequently, I improved, and we decided to stick with it. So
it's worked out pretty well so far. As we're talking with Lone Tree's Ava Christofferson, just shows you how good an athlete this young lady is, a newly minted long jumper, and she's having a ton of success. Obviously, you and your team have had a lot of success, and you've got a smaller team overall. It's why you guys do so many events together in relays, and why you are spread out among so many events consistently. Is that something you enjoy, though, both from like a team camaraderie perspective and also the fact that you get to do a variety of things at every track meet?
Oh, yeah. I like the variety. I like trying new things. And it's good to like not do the same race every meet, to switch things up and know that you have those opportunities to run the open one day, or the 4x2 the next day, or the long jump, and sometimes just relays or opens.
So what would you say is the thing that you kind of enjoy most about having a meet that's a busy schedule, and also a busy schedule every meet, basically?
I see opportunities to learn and grow, and that means PRs and just getting better as an athlete. And then if, like I said, it don't improve, I use it as motivation to improve and come back stronger, and that way for the future I can make sure to get those PRs and improve.
You talked a little bit about some of your teammates like Vivian and Riley, Addison, McCullough, that get the best out of you as an athlete. How much fun do they make it also to be around?
Oh, my gosh. They are so fun. And I don't only do track and field. Like, I don't compete just in that sport with them. Like, I play basketball with them. I run with Vivian in cross country. I played softball last year with them. They're just a fun group of people to be around, and they just push me to be a better athlete, a better person in general.
Yeah, you and your team had an awesome winter as well this basketball season. Hopefully that continues in this summer with softball. Last thing, obviously, we talked about that sort of checklist of goals, and Des Moines is probably on there, but you've got your eyes set on doing pretty well this week at conference as well, I would imagine.
Yep, I'm excited to compete. Thursday at Waco. I can't wait. Practices we've been preparing, so hopefully everything goes well.
Well, we hope it does as well. Ava, thank you so much for the time. Congratulations on a great season so far, and congrats on being Athlete of the Week.
Thank you.
That's Ava Christofferson, a junior sprinter for Lone Tree Track and Field. She's been a champion in multiple meets this year for the Lions in the 100 and 200-meter dashes, and in the long jump, has been a crucial part of their excellent relay teams this season. That included a tremendous performance on Monday at the Wildcat Relays over in Louisa County. Congrats to Ava on a great season so far and on being our latest Athlete of the Week.